Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker, and time again to shine our senior spotlight. And a coach with a lot of seniors on her team is Frances Howell lacrosse coach, women's lacrosse coach, Lauren Ginn. Lauren, thanks so much for taking some time with us. We know that, heck, you probably have online classes and you're pretty busy, so we appreciate you taking the time.
Of course. No, thank you so much for highlighting our seniors.
Well, let's start with this. How many seniors did you have on your team?
I have 11 total, so I have quite a bit of seniors, and normally only 12 are on a field at once, so I have a full team of seniors.
Oh, my goodness. And that's got to be a beautiful thing to have, and then a scary thing the following year, I would believe, when all of that leadership kind of moves on. Is that true?
It is. I have kind of a unique year. So my program has only been a program for 5 years total, and this is the first senior class that's gone through the full 4 years. So it's been great seeing these girls become leaders and also help develop the girls that are underclassmen.
So when you have all of those seniors at once, that means, and we're going to get to some of these girls individually, but when they move on, that means you're kind of having to replenish all of that. So to have all of those girls at one time be about the same age, is it a little bit more difficult?
It can be, but my program has been pretty successful. We have a middle school feeder team, and the upperclassmen are very involved in that, so they kind of help build the program and bring up the hype in the St. Charles area.
Lauren, I was wondering about that because there are so many inexperienced lacrosse players too, and I was wondering at what age the girls get started, because you have some that have played for you all 4 years, but several others that have just been playing for a couple of years, and they must have started in their junior year, right?
Yes. So I have a few that started freshman year. They're actually going to play in college next year. So it's definitely, if you're an athletic student, you can definitely pick it up. I have girls who just like the change of pace. It's very new. Sometimes they play sports their whole lives, and they just want to change something different. So if you're an athletic person, it's definitely a sport that anyone can pick up.
I want to go back to the idea of the connection that you have made with your players, talking about the program itself being new, seeing them start from the beginning to this senior year here. The growth that you've seen out of the players on your team, has the growth for the most part, have you seen more of a physical growth? They get better at the game? Is it the mental approach, the leadership abilities? I got a feeling you've probably seen a lot over the last couple of years with these players.
I definitely have, and I would say it's a strong mix of both. Like I said before, my program is really new, but last year we made it into the Sweet 16 of state, and I really have to put that on the girls. They put in so much time and effort outside of practice to get us there, but also the leadership is amazing. My three captains this year are unbelievable. They're humble, but the girls listen to them, and they really know how to bring people together and spark that positivity, and it's been incredible to see them develop from freshmen into seniors.
Yeah, and just one more thing about that. When you have, and you were talking about girls being introduced to a new sport, but they're athletic, so they should be able to pick it up quickly. What's the competition like then? Is it also a lot of girls who are in a similar situation where they are athletic too, but they're picking up a new sport?
I do have a lot of girls who are softball players because softball is in the fall. So it's nice. I work well with the softball coach at my high school. She does a really good job promoting being a multi-sport athlete. My high school is really, really into that quality, how important it is to play multiple sports. So we love people getting involved all year long. So that's really nice to get girls who play fall sports or winter sports to get them interested in lacrosse.
Frances Howell, women's lacrosse coach Lauren Ginn is with us in the senior spotlight on 101 ESPN. And Lauren, did you get a chance to get your team together or have a Zoom meeting after you found out that there wasn't going to be any more school and there wasn't going to be any more season for these young ladies?
I have. We've had a Google Hangout meeting, and then actually May 1st, we're going to have like our honorary senior night, a virtual senior night, on a Google Hangout with all of the girls. And it's nice, and we have GroupMe, and we message each other, and we're on Twitter doing Spirit Week, so we're still definitely staying connected.
And how did they react when they knew that their senior year had been truncated like this?
They were definitely upset. We had a lot of potential this year, and like I said, these girls, a lot of them have played together the first 4 years through with this program. So, you know, it's disheartening, but we're still really close of a team. The chemistry on this team and the friendships they've made have really become family. So they're still supporting each other. And you know, the ones that are going to college, I know that all of us will go to their games. And it's still great to see the community, even though we're not together.
Now, whether everybody would go on to college and play this or not, I would think that as a coach, the one thing you want is you want to make an impact. Like you want to, whether it's structure or being a leader. When you have any of your players down the road, when they go back and they look at their time playing for you, what do you want them to say? Like what would you love to hear? What would warm your heart?
I just want them to think back and have positive memories of it, not just about winning, you know, winning games, and especially against our rivals is great, but I want them to look back and think that these are the best times, even at practice when I'm making them run sprints or something, that they just had fun, and it's just a positive time in their life, and it just made an impact just because of the community and the bonds that we created.
I think every athlete just loves it. They have a lot of fun when their coach is making them run sprints,
That's
Lauren.
Not true, Randy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep, I loved it. It was the best. It totally wasn't punishment at all.
No, not at all.
Is that what you do? Do you make them run sprints if they mess up?
I would say I add conditioning in any ways throughout. They may not like it then, but if they're beating our competition with speed, they'll thank me later.
Well, okay, that's a great way to justify it. You were talking about all the captains you had. You said you had three of them, right?
I do. So normally we like to have a defensive captain, a midfield captain, and an offensive captain. Just because we play in such a large field, it's nice to have one person to help out their teammates on certain sections of the field.
So the names I have, Jessica Hornberger, Olivia Simmons, and Faith Price, is that right?
Yes, that is
so
correct.
So tell us about them, and I know you've got multiple individuals you'd like to highlight here, but as best as you can, tell us about them.
Those three have been amazing. They started their freshman year, and just seeing them develop into the women they are today has been absolutely incredible. Just their strength and their leadership and then being able to go through all the obstacles and being a really big positive influence and making sure everyone's staying connected on our field has just been incredible. And they're just one of the best three I could think of to be captains of this team.
Now, this one doesn't have to be a captain necessarily, and maybe it could be the furthest thing. Do you have somebody that you've seen over the years? What senior of yours has grown the most? Maybe kind of came into lacrosse, didn't know the sport, didn't know if they even really liked it, and then turns out senior year, they are loving it and they've just grown into it.
I would say Sierra Hayes. If you ask anybody, she is one of the most hardest working girls I've encountered. I mean, she, every single practice, she plays like it is a game. She's always asking questions, always wanting to get better. I mean, she has developed so well into becoming a starter for me on varsity, and she also has just like the most positive attitude on anyone in the field.
And I want to ask about your goaltender. Is it Hannah Shawar? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Hannah Schwar.
And we've talked to several lacrosse goalies that started and didn't really start as goalies. How did she develop over the course of the 4 years as a goaltender?
She started with us her freshman year. And I will say, like, being a goalie is not, like, the most coveted position. I think a lot of girls get scared just because it's a difficult position in any sport to play, to be the goalie. But she really took it head on. I mean, she worked with Matt Hearing, which is another one of our coach this past year, to really hone in on her skills. And the jamboree, the preseason scrimmage we had before the season was canceled, she was just on point. And I was like, oh, this is her year. Like, she has become amazing and fearless in the goal. And it's been great seeing her from a freshman to a senior.
I think the last goaltender we talked to, she said that after a period of time, she got comfortable enough in goal to, you know, maybe take the stick and give somebody a whack as they were running by. Does she do the same thing?
Hannah does not, but she pull stuff out of the goal circle. So this past jamboree, I mean, she went after a ball. She didn't stay in her goal circle. For those of you that may not know, that is kind of the goalie's home where no one's allowed into. But she stepped out, and when she's out, I mean, she ran for the ball. So no fear for her.
Is the extracurricular stuff, is that frowned upon or is it encouraged?
For them to go out of the goal circle?
Well, no, not so much that, but maybe the extra, you know, the poke with the stick.
A little shove, you know, the hey.
Yeah, basically the dirty stuff. Is that okay?
I mean, you can be aggressive without it being illegal. You can definitely put a lot of pressure and skin-on-skin contact. And you can be aggressive in other ways without being a little physical.
Do you teach them any of this, you know, subtle aggressiveness?
Yeah, I mean, I always say that your body is going to be the best defense, just you being there, even if it is 5 inches away. You're just putting pressure on them. Most likely they'll get flustered and drop the ball.
Have you taught them anything that they can, and be honest, that they can get away with? Hey, like, you know, do a little of this. There, no one's going to see. Have you done that?
Honestly, no. I mean, I played lacrosse when I was in high school, so I think that kind of helped me coach them. But I think the importance for me is I taught them smart defense, and that doesn't always necessarily mean.
Lauren, I wouldn't tell my tricks either. Good job.
Hey, Lauren, I want to ask about Allison Walters because she's only been playing for a couple of years. And that, to me, is kind of the essence of what coaching is, when you get that piece of clay and develop it into a player. And I want you to tell us about the development of Allison Walters over the last couple of years.
Allison has picked up this sport so quickly. I mean, cradling a ball is not normally a natural thing when people kind of start. It's a bit awkward, but she picked it up. I mean, even her junior year and then the 1 month she played, she was incredible. And I was like, oh, I wish she started her freshman year, because, like, where she would be insane. And she's definitely very athletic and eager to learn and picked it up very quickly.
Well, those 11 seniors for Lauren Ginn at Francis Howell: Lucy Postal, Allison Walters, Ashley Shank, Taylor Flemons, Allison Boskowitz, Alejandra Munoz, Hannah Schwar, Sierra Hayes, Jessica Hornberger, Olivia Simmons, and Faith Price. And we're thrilled to have their coach on. Lauren Ginn, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on your seniors. And we're so sorry that this senior year for them was shortened.
No, thank you so much for having me.